fucking yells at me. Every day.
All right, Larry Brooks. I can't find Roczen. Maybe he'll come by. Let's start with him. I thought he rode really well. Passed Hunter, battled Chase a little bit. I don't know if he's happy, what his mood is like, but, I mean, a guy like that maybe not on a podium, so he's always angry, but I thought a good day for him.
No, I thought it was a good day, too. He thinks it's a good day.
Oh, okay, so he's...
Yeah, no, he was pumped. Yeah, he can build off that. And you know, after the whole Iron Man thing and him, you know, getting tired, he wasn't even sure where he was this weekend. So for him to come out of here fifth, I mean, it's a good start. I mean, the next races are double points. The next one's triple points. So we can build off this for sure.
How was his feeling of energy and fitness and all that?
Like? A lot better. Yeah, a lot better. He had some blood work done. He kind of got some things under control. And, yeah, so I think it's just going to be building from here the next couple weeks.
I did talk to Nichols earlier, and I said I was really worried in the LCQ. I'm like, he ain't going to make it. And he barely did. But then once in the mains, he rode really well.
No, he's... The longer the moto, the better for him. I mean, he struggled in that last chance. He just got a crappy start. And this track, it was really difficult to pass because it all chicaned everywhere, and it was kind of one line. But, you know, once the track got rough and rutted and a little more demanding, he did good. He passed people and went towards the front.
Yeah, felt like, he got a lot of passing points today. I don't know where he started to where he finished. Seemed like he moved forward all week.
Yeah. He was moving forward all day long, both motos, so. Yeah, he didn't get that good of a start. I think that's something we need to work on this week, but I think he put himself in a good spot, and I think this is good for the team that he did well.
Bad day for Chiz, though. Not good for our veteran guy.
Yeah, but Chiz knows what to do. I think he can build on it. He had some stomach issues that last moto, and he's not a big sprinter and fast track. It wasn't his style. So, you know, once we get to a little more technical track, I think it'll be better, so...
Where are you at with SMX as a whole, as a concept, as a series, all of that? What's your feelings?
So last year I was really worried, you know, because anytime they did Supercross and Motocross combined, it always doesn't work. But last year I thought it was a really good show, you know, and the tracks ended up good. This track wasn't as good as what it was last year. It just kind of chicaned on itself and turned into a one-line track, but... I think that the Super Motocross series is better than what we thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you too. When I think of hybrid tracks, I thought of Monster Cup with 125s and all star, and I'm like, this thing sucks. And I think they've done a good job. Yeah. So yeah,
no, it's more outdoorsy with Supercross sections, and it works. Yeah. You know, and I was really worried also, and didn't think it was going to work, but it ended up being good. And the last year was good, and. Yeah. You know, this is the first race of 24, so, I mean, I think it was good.
So most guys I talk to start with Supercross and just soften it up, but a couple guys said, no, I went Motocross with stiffer.
Yeah.
Did you hear any bitching, and where'd you start with?
We just went straight Supercross, yeah. But, like, all our riders kind of run their suspensions on the softer side for Supercross, so it ended up working pretty good for him. We chased Ken, his setup a little bit today, and made changes, but we were always making improvements, so it ended up being good.
Was it like spring rate stuff or clickers?
No, it was just clickers and sag and more balance. You know, it wasn't anything crazy. We didn't have to go inside and, you know, revalve anything. It was just small changes and just trying to get the balance of the bike. And the track was super fast and choppy and ruddy, and it was demanding. So, I mean, it was a tough track to get your bike set up for.
Yeah, I mean, just in my walking around, bitching and moaning, but it's the same for everybody.
They all bitch and moan. It's been that way for every
you bitch and moan.
Yeah, I do, but
when you race, I mean,
yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, I do, and I still do. Yeah, but yeah. I mean, I think the series is good. I think the tracks are good. Yeah. And you know, we have only had one this year, but I think this was a success.
I think it's fine for the riders to be a little uncomfortable. Like, I'm fine, like, whatever, it is what it is.
No, it was super high speed. Yeah. You know, with some chop and ruts, and it was probably a little scary for him, but, you know, it makes for good racing.
All right. Thanks, LB.
You're welcome. Cool.